The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Good morning, I'm Margie Ellisor at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. The St. Louis Metropolitan Pandemic Task Force says we have flattened the curve and plans to reopen can move forward. New data shows hospitalizations in our area have actually dropped. There are 685 patients in hospital beds this morning. That's compared to 702 on Wednesday. The number of people in intensive care remains about the same, but fewer people are now on ventilators. Plus, another 51 people have been sent home from the hospital. Some big changes to Illinois' stay-at-home order start today. Everyone older than two has to wear a face mask in public when social distancing is not possible. Stores can open for delivery or pickup orders, along with gardening centers. Some state parks will reopen for hiking, boating, biking, and other activities. Surgery centers and hospitals can offer some elective surgeries. The mayor of Eureka is making some adjustments to his plan to reopen business in his city. Mayor Sean Flower originally said that businesses would be allowed to reopen on Monday. Well, that plan was in accordance with the governor's order, but in defiance of the order in St. Louis County. Now he's adjusting the plan to allow restaurants and retail businesses to open by May 15th. Flower says he decided to push back the opening after speaking with several business owners. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, some high clouds will filter through our sunny skies with temperatures warming into the upper 70s by late this afternoon. Tomorrow, it's the warmest day of the week with partly cloudy skies and a southwest breeze. High temps will reach the low to mid 80s. Scattered showers, thunderstorms likely Saturday night into Sunday morning. Sunday will be a little cooler with highs in the low 70s.